This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alan Pollock is here, though. So good to have Alan Pollock with this week's weekly tech update. How are you doing, friend?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Good to be here as always. Sorry Alice couldn't make it, and excited to talk to you later, Tyler. That's going to be a lot of fun.
So, yeah. Couple really cool things. Man, I was going to say Floridians, but he's up in Colorado, but he works for a Florida-based company. But
some of his coworkers are neighbors of mine and friends, and it's a small community for sure.
It is.
So this is kind of interesting. It's not really mortgage related, but I had to bring it up. This commercial has been on the radio like 100 times all weekend. It's the Google IT professional certification program. And, you know, why is it interesting? Because we talk about financial literacy. Well, you know, tech literacy is a thing too. And I'm sort of making that term up. But anyways, the point is that Google has now a program online. It's super inexpensive. They're providing scholarships, and they're also government grants for underserved communities. And what it is a program to learn all about software development. And 84%, listen to this number, 84% of learners report a career impact within 6 months, like getting a raise, finding a new job. And 60% of those learners identify as coming from historically underrepresented backgrounds in the technology field. So there are more jobs out there in tech than anything. And these programs are great. The companies that hire out of this program, we're talking about Bank of America. There's other banks in here, Walmart, Best Buy, Sprint, Hulu, Google. Those are their program, right? PNC. So anyways, you want to check this out if you're interested in maybe partnering with them to bring employees in. But anyways, I thought that was very interesting. This one's pretty cool, David. Blend. Blend is piloting a new digital mortgage closing tool. And what they're saying is called Blend Close. It's definitely in the pilot stage. That's why they're saying piloting. And what it will do is it will provide lenders with an e-closing solution. It's looking, you know, it of course will adhere to all the latest regulations, but it works directly with the borrower. And ultimately it supports e-sign, remote online notarization, e-note and e-recording, and they have their support for hybrid and remote online closings. We'll wait to hear more about it, but it is a step in the right direction. So congrats to Blend on that.
Yeah.
This next one, David, this is a company that I followed for quite a bit called HomeSnap. They have a pretty interesting platform if you're looking to really integrate part of the buying experience into your system or into even your front end with your loan officers and relationships. You definitely want to check them out. But listen to this. They created a brand new likelihood to list score. They're using millions of data points, right? AI.
A likely, say that again. Okay, that went rolled off real quickly. Roll that back by us.
Instead of
likely
instead of LOL
to
for,
list as in put your home up for sale. A predictor,
That's right. Not the LOL for looking on lending, but the LTL. Yeah, and so what they're saying is, you know, they can decide in which neighborhoods you're most likely to list a home in within the next 12 months. And what's interesting, right, is real estate agents, they throw out a bunch of postcards, you know, sort of throw a bunch of bait out and hope that something's going to bite. So this will help you hone in a little more microscopically and help you figure out what you're looking at. So that's an interesting one. You want to check out HomeSnap, especially if you have a tech platform or you're a bank and you're looking to integrate that in. You know, this one, this was an article I saw by Fannie, this next topic. It's a blog post. It talks about, you know, David, you probably heard me, and maybe I've said it on the podcast, the term, you know, banks, you can't afford, especially small community banks and credit unions, you can't afford not to be in mortgage, but they can't afford to be in mortgage. Well, this article talks about that a little bit.
Yep.
You know, how consumers are more willing now to choose their favorite tech company for a mortgage over their favorite bank. And banks, this is a call out. Banks have to step up their digital game and figure out how to streamline that process. Well, in light of that, you know, that's a great article, but they're also, you know, the war for deposits is on, especially for small community banks or banks that are looking to create new brand or even mortgage folks that are looking to create a bank. Jack Henry just released what they call their Bank Anywhere product. And what it allows you to do is get a new digital bank up in 90 days. FIS, Fiserv, and many others are following in the same suit. So if that falls within your wheelhouse, you want to check it out. Again, that's Bank Anywhere from Jack Henry. So, David, I'm going to leave us with this. Iowa, 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 right? I know we all have been thinking and reading. Regardless of your political position, it is a technology play. So get this, couple quick points, very interesting. Shadow, was meant to be merely a playful name. It's a small team of political technologists. It's a name they gave to their company when they launched it,
right,
largely in reference to their product LightTrail, which was supposed to make moving data across campaign tools much easier. Anyways, what happened, obviously, as we know, is there was a bunch of different technology issues. It's birthed a ton of conspiracy theories. You can find those all online. But get this, right? And we've run into this in mortgage all the time. It was incorporated only in September, meaning that a crucial piece of the Iowa caucus was in the hands of a brand new tech company only 5 months old. In addition, and despite warnings from experts, the party handed part of its election infrastructure to a highly networked startup with a handful of engineers built entirely on a completely untried app. And then in addition to that, get this, this is even better. In preparation for the caucus, right, it was supposed to be that you take a snapshot, a picture of the results, you upload it through this app, and then it goes in, right? It was $60,000 to build the app. It took just a few months to develop it. There's 1,700 precincts that had to do this. Well, what went wrong, and it was detailed for many attempts, people couldn't log into the app, so obviously not enough testing was done, or even stress testing. Precincts were able to log in, but the app struggled at the final step to get the upload confirmed to the reporting process. And sometimes the precinct chairs uploaded a photo and the app would show different information, the numbers, and what they had actually submitted, hence the conspiracy theories. So anyways, you know, the company, things we hear all the time, right? I'm from the tech side. I was a loan officer, but so I get a part of it. What do we always hear, right? It's fixed in dev, or it's been fixed in release. Or it was a coding issue, or it was the data's fine. It was just something simple, right? That happens all the time. Anyways, test, test, test. So next week, we will focus on testing, and I will leave the expertise of reporting to Tyler later in the segment. But Iowa, 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 I'm sure we will hear more.
Oh, yeah. There's so much about this that is just so fascinating, this topic. Yeah. They should have hired you. They should have hired you as a consultant. Obviously, they did not. That's a big mistake. But you can get all of Alan's wisdom and knowledge by the phone call. You want to get a hold of Alan, get a hold of him. He works with us in the consulting business, has other things he's doing as well, but you can reach him at alan@tms-advisors.com. Thanks so much. Appreciate you so much for being here, Fred. Really do.
Likewise.
All right. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, of course, Black Knight, who we have as our guest, Open Mortgage, Finastra with their FusionBot solution, the Lenders One and the Mortgage Collaborative. Both these collaboratives help you get up close and personal with more people. And I love some of the things that both of these groups are doing at the peer analysis. Also, the Community Mortgage Lenders of America. Indicom, our latest new sponsor. Great to hear that they've joined us. You're going to be hearing more about them and some of their products in upcoming podcasts. Ainsworth Advisors, as well as Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Celebrity Home Loans. Dave Robnett and the team are doing a great job. We're going to get Pete back on the podcast here with some of the things that they're doing. Very innovative. Check out Celebrity Home Loans. Also, Velma, Vidyard, VendorSurf. VendorSurf, we had Scott Roller on the podcast here just recently. It's a great way to check out new vendors if you're searching for them. Who's out there? VendorSurf is a great solution, as well as AI Assist. And, of course, we want to say a special thank you to our regulars, Alice, Andy, Alan, and Joe.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.